Welcome to the Morning Espresso Podcast. My name is Daniel Swain, and I'm an agency owner who creates websites, mobile applications, accessibility options, marketing, and search engine optimization strategies, and content updates for my clients. My agency is JDS Web Design, and we create products for the following niches: faith-based organizations and nonprofit organizations. This podcast is about the lifestyle of an agency owner. I would appreciate it if you would listen to and download my podcast. Hopefully you can share it. Also, I will attempt to respond to all comments and questions on my website and in all my podcasts. Blessings, Daniel. This is episode one, and what I'd like to talk to you about today deals with routines and daily routines. I think it's very, very critical and important to have a routine, things in which you have selected to do on a regular basis. I think it helps to create a way in which you can build positive vibes as regards to being an agency owner. I do something that I've been doing for the past 10 or 12 years, and that I write down weekly goals as well as daily goals. All my weekly goals essentially fall into three categories: sales, marketing, and client solutions. My daily goals could be one of many things. However, they usually fall under those three major areas. And I try not to have more than three major goals to do or tasks to do on a daily basis. And sometimes two to three minor goals or tasks. I usually write these tasks down the day before. Again, I'm old school, in the sense that I like to write stuff down so that I can see it, and once it's completed, I can scratch it off. When I start working, and I typically will start my day around 6:30 in the morning, I usually get up, enjoy me a cup of coffee to kind of get me moving and shaking in the right direction. I will look at the three major tasks as well as the minor tasks that needed to be completed that day as I enjoy my cup of coffee, and I begin with a small morning prayer. I am a very prayerful man, and I like to always give homage and thanks for being able to wake up for another day. After morning prayer, I spend a few minutes in my gratitude journal. If you don't know what a gratitude journal is, it's just a journal in which you take homage and write down some things that you're grateful for. I like to always call it a way in which you don't think about what you wish for, but you think about how happy you are for what you have. It's like the old saying of the guy who's like, "Man, I got this beat up car." I don't look at life like that. I'm thankful that I have an opportunity to have a car and to be able to get from point A to point B. After writing in my grateful journal, then work is done. I check emails. I look for support requests. I take and make sure that I have my daily motivational quotes on both LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. I read the motivational quote, get some inspiration from that. I start working on, again, my emails and my support requests. I try to knock out my support requests, especially if there's something that's a really simple request. If it is something that's complex, I start working on strategically working to get that worked out. And typically, I'll spend about 2 hours with regards to emails and support requests. I have a lot of clients on my support mechanism, And a lot of them will send me out requests toward the end of the evening. They're trying to get those knocked out first thing in the morning. After finishing up my support requests, generally speaking, I'll try to get me a second cup of coffee, maybe a light breakfast, and then I'll start working on any web design project that I might be in the midst of. I utilize a program called Asana, and in the Asana process, I have outlined everything that I need to do. And when I look at the outline, I just generally just follow that outline with regards to my creative mind, and that's how I build out my projects. The next thing I do, and this really depends on the day of the week, but I'm always constantly looking for ways in which I can improve my business. And so I'm a huge believer in having sales funnels, or funnels with regards to things that I offer in terms of services. So typically on Mondays, I'll check my funnel with regards to web design and looking for potential new clients that are looking to have an online presence within the faith-based or nonprofit organizational fields. I have several landing pages. I'll look to see how many people have clicked on those landing pages, how many people have subscribed, where several of my clients are with regards to the funnel and the journey, hopefully for them to become clients of mine. Tuesday, I can have a lot of support clients. Again, I will look at my funnel in which I'm trying to get even more clients to jump on my support portal. I'll look to see how those numbers look. I'll look at new people that are in the support portal. I'll look at some existing ones. I'll look at clients who ask for a lot of support compared to ones who don't. I try to communicate with each and every one of my support clients and see if there's anything that we can do on a much better scale. Wednesdays, generally speaking, is when I look at accessibility options as well as mobile application options. I've got several funnels with regards to those services and products that we offer, and I'll look to see how those funnels are performing. Are we getting a high conversion rate? Are we getting people to convert? Are people even looking at it? And so we look at those type of things. Thursday, generally speaking, is for my marketing and search engine marketing strategies. We've got funnels for both of those, and we look to see how those are performing. And then Fridays is generally just for looking at updating client sites, not really looking at any support requests, but just looking at my client sites and seeing if there's any plugins or themes or items that need to be updated. Most of my clients are on the WordPress platform. And so with regards to those, we have to make sure that we're keeping our sites updated. We look at security, make sure nobody's got any vulnerabilities or anything that could become a problem in the future. So you see that I'm turning around and I'm making sure that all my supports requests are taken care of in the morning. B, any ongoing projects that I'm doing, I jump on those pretty quickly and work on those. And I try to knock all this out because I'm the most productive in the morning. So generally speaking, after I start looking at my funnels, depending on the day, after I do that, then I generally like to go out and have lunch. Also, I try to stay in somewhat of a decent shape. So I generally I'll go to the gym maybe for 40, 45 minutes, get a good workout. And then after I leave the gym, I'll have me some lunch. Most of my lunch is done at work, at the desk. But sometimes I will take and do lunch and not be at the desk. After I take and do that, then I start dealing with any clients that have called, any return calls that are needed. I look hard for ways in which I can improve my processes. I'm constantly always looking for better ways with regards to contract language, ways in which I can communicate with my clients. And those are some of the things that I do after lunch. And I start looking to make sure that I have completed all my major tasks for the day. And once I've completed all my major tasks for the day, I kind of shut the day down. And so, again, I truly believe that daily routines are incredibly important, and the way that you can do them is just to do it. I want to thank y'all for listening to episode one, and daily routines. Thanks so much.